The Arena Players in Baltimore is the oldest African-American community theater in the United States. They began making theater in 1953, and that theater making continues this week with a production of Spell No. 7. Maryland Morning theater critic Jaywin Russick has her weekly review.
Entesaki Shange created a sensation with her 1975 play for colored girls who have considered suicide when the rainbow is enough. Her groundbreaking, heartbreaking celebration of African-American women was televised in 1982 and made into a feature film with an all-star cast just 5 years ago. Arena Players produced its own impressive take on For Colored Girls in 1995. Now it has boldly mounted one of the playwright's lesser-known works, Spell No. 7. Like For Colored Girls, Spell No. 7 doesn't have a traditional plot. Instead, it's structured around a series of Shange's distinctive choreo poems. But this time, the cast includes men, and the play offers a look at the place that brings its nine characters together. That place is a New York bar, a hangout for African-American theater folk. They express their frustrations, unwind, regale each other with stories, and occasionally break into song and dance. The bar is presided over by a bartender named Eli, who's also a poet. Benny Pope portrays Eli as a man who takes pride in his art and his bar.
Carelessness and other priorities are not permitted within these walls. I am mantling an array of strength and beauty. No one shall interfere with this. The construction of myself, my city, my theater, my bar.
Limited opportunities account for many of the frustrations faced by Eli's clientele. A large minstrel face is painted on the back wall of designer Andrea Crew's set at Arena Players. It's an image and a stereotype that Eli's patrons are eager to shed. But in this era before colorblind casting, the play debuted in 1979, few directors or producers could see beyond the stereotype. Eli's waitress, Lily, is a classically trained actress, but she doesn't fit the physical stereotype. Christian Harris leans back and launches into Lily's lament about being unable to get work because of the limited vision of directors and producers.
They said I was too light to work. When I asked him what he meant by that, he said, well, I didn't actually look black. I said, well, my mama knows I'm black, and my daddy damn sure knows I'm black. But it's just that he's the only one with a problem and that thinks I'm not black. I said, oh, okay, all right, so just let me play a white girl.
Our guide through the play is a magician named Lou, nimbly played by Morgan State University student Brandon Shaw. This is black magic you're looking at, the magician says. Loving being colored, as he puts it, is Spell No. 7. Director and choreographer Mary Andrea Travis proves to be somewhat of a magician herself, keeping the monologue, snippets of choral speech, and occasional conversations flowing swiftly. She deftly incorporates dance into the musical selections in the script, from a send-up of minstrel acts performed to Bill Haley's Hambone to the exuberant steps that accompany Bob Marley's Is This Love. Most of the performers bring individualized flair to their characters, but Mackenzie Williams is a standout, whether playing a disturbed woman unable to cope with her baby or delivering a sarcastic monologue as a white housewife flinging her hair, popping Valium, and remaining ignorant of the world. Although the theater world has become more hospitable and inclusive since Entesaki Shange wrote Spell No. 7 36 years ago, the broader theme of racism remains sadly relevant, and a discussion of immigration restrictions feels ripped from the headlines. The original stage directions for Spell No. 7 call for the use of masks at the start of the play. Director Travis eliminates this, but the set's omnipresent painting of a grinning minstrel face summons up Paul Lawrence Dunbar's "We Wear the Mask That Grins and Lies." At Arena Players, Spell No. 7 shows us the face behind the mask.
I put a spell on you.
Theater critic Jaywin Russick. The Arena Players production of Spell No. 7 continues in Baltimore until Sunday. We've got details on our website, wipr.org/Maryland Morning. Coming up, WIPR's Sheila Cast talks with Dr. Sanjay Gupta from CNN. But first, Here's our very own Doctor of the Morning Drive, Nathan Stern.
Running around, you know better, Daddy. I can't stand it 'cause you put me.